5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start!
When Emma Crystal tells people she builds and launches model rockets, many assume she's destined for a career as an astronaut or a physicist. Instead, the senior at Kalamazoo College has a double major in psychology and biology, with a concentration in neuroscience. To her, model rocketry is just a pastime.
It's kind of like that distinction between like work and play. Rocketry has always just been my hobby, and I was so worried that if I kind of pursued it at a more like rigorous or like career pathway type situation, that it would just lose some of that, you know, play to it.
Emma's hobby started at age 5, as she put stickers all over her father's model rockets. Steve Crystal began building rockets when he was 7. He decided to follow up on his daughter's interest by launching model rockets each year for Science Day at her school. Emma helped build them as she got older. But when the National Association of Model Rocketry Convention came to Michigan, Steve could only convince Emma to go by allowing her to sell his old rocket kits.
And then he's like, well, you know, like you'll be really bored while you're there if you don't fly anything. So why don't you just build a couple rockets? It'll just be for fun.
Emma built a 9-foot-tall super rock, came in first place, and set a national record that weekend. She was only in the 5th grade. Over the past 12 years, she has gone on to set 21 national records while competing internationally in Serbia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Poland, and Ukraine. Her father, who holds 9 national records, says it's very simple what's kept them going all these years.
And the reality is that it's been no different from the first time that we did it, which is the maxim has always been, it has to be fun. If we're not having fun, we don't want to do it. So then, believe it or not, it's kept her going for another 12 years.
Emma says she's enjoyed her time competing through the years, but she admits that she almost quit in 2010, following her first international competition in Serbia. She described the competition as a wake-up call, because she didn't come close to winning anything. Looking back, she says the moment was a great source of motivation.
I think that was a really important life lesson for me, because I just kind of really had to suck it up and realize that, you know, you're not always immediately going to be the best, and especially when you're competing at a level like that, you can't just give up if, you know, it doesn't work out or if someone's better than you. The only thing to do in those situations is to just keep trying.
After 6 years of international competition, Emma finally found herself atop the medal stand at the 2016 World Championships in Ukraine, earning individual and team gold medals in the precision payload event. The moment was very gratifying for Emma, especially given her past struggles. Her father says that overall, it's been one incredible journey.
You know, very few parents have the opportunity to do something like this with their child. A lot of parents support their children doing something, but to actually participate together has been the most incredible experience.
Emma Crystal will graduate from Kate College in June. Afterwards, she and her father will begin preparing for this summer's Space Modeling World Championships in Poland in late July. The competition will run through August 4th. For WMUK, I'm Grayson Steele.